This is the West Coast.
Never.
You can run over that dog. That's
never,
not
ours. Never go to the West Coast and just have tons of indiscriminate sex.
Indiscriminate?
Never do that. Because
you end up with this.
In today's day and age, it's really easy to find people. I found out.
Hey, hey Troop, you got another one of them yellow and black polka dotted ties.
Oh, fantastic.
This is a fine selection of fine cheeses we got right here.
Yeah, really. That's Gouda.
Hey, lay off the cheese, okay? I happen to like Gouda. And that's from number 36.
Dude, you've got... Did you look in the other room?
No, I haven't... I can't move. I'm up to my knees.
You got Gouda. You got Gouda for days in there, man.
Yeah, we got a Gouda room. Yeah.
Is it Gouda Gouda?
It's a fairly good Gouda.
Gouda. Glad. Somebody's raising my kids to have respect and with good taste in cheese.
Matt, here's one from Carrot Top. Happy Father's Day.
I'm not Carrot Top's father. Oh, Carrot Top had a baby. You know, he told me that he was completely sterile.
It's amazing the things you can do buying out the justice system these days.
You know, nothing good. No cars. No money. No. You know?
Well, it's Father's
Just
Day.
Just ties and cheese. Cheese and ties.
Do you
ties and
for
cheese.
Father's Day, Mark?
Kids. No, absolutely nothing. You?
Well. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I didn't even know. I had a kid.
Did you find out today?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That was my present, actually. It was just he's 55 years old.
Ooh.
He's a professor of philosophy at Berkeley.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And
he's doing pretty well for himself. You must be pretty proud.
I am. I'm a proud papa.
Yeah.
His mother's this woman I knew once.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that we had sexual relations. I thought we just had coffee.
Well, you know, time flies.
But yeah, you know.
So, this is a whole new arena for us. I mean, I've soiled the entire West Coast.
The next truck's here, actually.
Oh, boy. Yeah, just bring it back.
Now they,
right over the corpse of the dog.
They lost a couple of tons of packages because they had to come up over the Mexican border.
It's
this is
fine.
The whole South American...
It's fine.
We'll see.
It's probably just more cheese.
I was going to talk to you about this, Matt, if it's not a problem, since you know, you're getting so many presents. I've got to pick up a Father's Day present myself, and you know, as you may recall, I'm a test tube baby, so I've got to get it something for the test tube in question.
Yeah.
And I'm figuring, you know, if you've got a tie you can spare, wrap it right around the test tube. Maybe some cheese that I could, you know, just shape some of the Gouda to fit into the test tube.
Yeah, feel free, man. Over in the bathroom is serving as the temporary Emmentaler room.
Okay.
So grab a brick of that, okay. And the Paisleys are over in the dining room.
Cool.
So grab a Paisley and some Emmentaler.
Nice.
And wrap it up, I guess. Just make sure you seal it tight when you send it so it doesn't go bad in the mail, and, you know, first day ship it, whatever.
Hey, Troop?
Yeah?
There's a bunch of little South American babies at the bottom of this truck. And they're all South American looking, but they look like you. Just, like, slightly darker skin tone and maracas.
Well, go over to the barrel of postage. And start putting stamps on all their foreheads. And just return to sender, because... Don't lick their foreheads, lick the stamps.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, did you see this? You got a tie made out of cheese back here.
Oh, that's creative.
Yeah. Got 10 of them.
No wonder my groin has been so tired for the last 10.5 years. You know, it's because I just have nonstop indiscriminate sex with
you hate it when you wake up and everything else
anyone
is
that
awake.
Walks in my way. What?
No, I said, don't you hate it when you wake up and everything else is wide awake, but your groin's just sound asleep?
Sound asleep.
Mm. And you're like, hey, come on, man.
Get up, up and at 'em, brand new day. Just like the Stink song. Won't listen to me. Well, I'm going to hit the hay because I'm
Make
done.
Make sure you go by yourself, man.
Yeah, I'm done having this sex time. With strangers for tonight.
Those are all just from tonight.
No, I've had a couple tonight, and I'm done for tonight.
So you want me to send the rest of them outside home?
Yeah, just get them out of here.
You sure?
I'll get to him tomorrow or something.
Oh, it's a little boy made out of cheese. How the hell did that work? He's wearing a tie.
Hey, so and there's a...
dressed formally.
I must have...
wedged cheese made out of a little boy over here.
Been seriously drunk.
No.
Or just seriously lonely.
Wait. Oh, but he tastes kind of like Gouda.
You want some of this?
I'm going to sleep, man.
I think he's from Boston.
I've had a pretty rough Father's Day, okay? All right, do you understand?
Somebody's turned one of your kids into a wedge of cheese. So you don't want to partake? Would you mind if I put some of this on some water crackers?
Take a head count so I can mark them down as dependents on my tax form, okay?
Okay.
Take a head count.
1, 2, 3.
Keep working on this card here.
And get green cards for those that need it, please.
Okay. Dear Dad, this it's so tough because you know the specialty card market never has anything for
and
my unique situation. Thank you for not leaking, I suppose.
Oh, take the ones out of the burlap sacks.
That's somewhere to start.
and don't clear the soft spots on those over there.
Could run with the clear theme. Good thing for these custom cards. Dad, my love for you is as clear as the clarity of your glass that you can
kind of shake them out for bugs.
And you can see what's going on inside the test tube. And so that's a good attribute for a test tube.
And, you know, instill in them some strong character and moral guidance.
45.
Well, I could go back to the one I wrote for the eyedropper that I consider my mother.
Instill in them also a strong patriotic sense to their country.
The best
god of their choice,
and parent that a little boy or a science lab
guide
could ask for.
53.
Maybe a little blue.
Oh, put some clothes on that one. Please, for crying out loud.
Happy Father's Day, first place. The experiment was a success.
60.
But can I call myself a success?
Could you pull that one off the curtains?
I don't know.
64.
I just had those dry cleaned.
Hey, there's a feral one over here.
All right, just lock him in the closet.
65.
Feral babies find those terrifying.
Hey, did anybody send any milkshakes?
Could hit that theme, I suppose.
I suppose that'd be hard to ship.
Aren't you glad I'm not terrifying, Dad?
Okay, now I've lost count. Damn it. One, two,
three, I guess.
Four.
Oh, guys!
Huh? What?
Wake up!
Whoa.
What? Man, I was getting some serious naps on.
Wake up.
I was getting my nap on.
I just had the freakiest dream that even... freakiest dreamer in the freakiest dream land would, you know, tap me on the shoulder and say, "Hey, man, that's freaky."
Well, now that my anger and rage at you is for waking me up is subsiding, why don't you tell me all about it?
Well, it was Father's Day.
And I ate half this pillow. Yeah, go ahead.
And I apparently had just decided to be so bankrupt of any moral character that I just had indiscriminate sex with strangers, and apparently it was responsible for the birth of, like, 70 children on the West Coast alone. And apparently this was a pattern that was developing, and I had all this Gouda and ties, and you were there.
I was there?
Eric.
Was I a lion?
No, you were yourself, only taller. And
was I there?
Was I cuter?
Hispanic.
Taller and Hispanic.
And you just had a child too, but the child was 55 and was a teacher of philosophy.
Well, that's impossible because I'm 55, so you're gonna have a kid who's 55.
Yeah, and Mark.
Yeah, I was there, was I?
You were there, and you were writing a letter.
Huh.
Who was you writing a letter to?
His dad, or Father's Day card, or something. It's blurry because you were in the other room of the house.
So yeah.
I can see you. And it's weird because it was like a meta dream because I was like going to sleep. And that's when I woke up in for real life.
Then maybe that's real life and this is just the dream. I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding. This is real life.
I was like, whoa, I can't even understand that, let alone comprehend it. Whoa.
I'm really scared. I ate half my pillow and I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen when I go to the bathroom. You're going to lose a little throw pillow or something, you know?
Guys, look, maybe it's not such a good idea that we all nap in this big queen-size bed, man.
I thought it was working. You know, we have the body heat thing going.
Well, I mean, I was comfy right in the middle.
Queen, you know.
I mean, I liked being the middle spoon in the drawer.
It's not a bad position. You got lucky. You remember we rock paper scissors for that position.
But then you freaked out and woke me up. You did the back buck. You know, you just threw your butt into my pelvis area and it hurt.
I was scissors.
Well, I'm gonna get a sandwich.
All right. Wait, can you bring me one?
Yeah.
My stomach's full.
I hate
Hey, guys!
This, man. What?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hey, guys!
Yeah. Yes!
Yeah!
One of you guys bought all this Gouda cheese, right? You went out to Meijer and bought it all because you had a big craving for Gouda cheese, and that's why it's stacked from floor to ceiling in our living room, right, guys?
Eric, there's this old man... the window.